You are now listening to the one and only Nancy Ruffin.
You are tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show, a digital global classroom where individuals across all ages, backgrounds, and career levels tune in for guidance and motivation to live life on their own terms. Hosted by award-winning author, transformation coach, and the self-proclaimed Latina Oprah, The Nancy Ruffin Show is where inspiring thought leaders, modern-day influencers, and social game changers come to discuss their own personal journeys and have real conversations about the journey to success. It's where the next generation of leaders come to tap into their potential, ignite their fire, and expand their self-awareness. So if you're ready to power up and blaze trails of positive change, then you're in the right
place.
What's up?
Let's welcome back. Get started. You are tuned in to another episode of the Nancy Ruffin Show with your girl, Nancy Ruffin, aka the Latina Oprah. And this is the number one personal and professional development podcast on these internet streets. So if you are looking to level up personally or professionally, you are in the right place. Thank you for joining me. This week, I'm excited because we are entering Thanksgiving week. And I actually love this time of year between Thanksgiving and Christmas and just all of the holiday cheer. I really get excited because it allows for me to just go into overdrive with my gratitude. As you all know, I'm huge on gratitude. I talk about it almost every single day on my social media platforms. But when the holidays come along, it's like that extra opportunity to just reflect on all of our blessings, on the many ways that God shows up in our lives, positively, even when we don't think things are going our way. I know and I trust that everything that I am going through or growing through is God's way of elevating me to that next level. He's preparing me for a vision, a mission, a calling greater than I myself can probably think of. And so Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're just two huge holidays in my family, and we really, really look forward to it. We make a big deal out of it. For Thanksgiving, unfortunately, my parents are not here because they live in Florida. So Thanksgiving is not spent with them, but I get to spend it with my in-laws. I cook and everyone comes over to my house. My sister ends up coming for dessert after she has Thanksgiving dinner with her in-laws. And we just take the opportunity to just spend some time together and be grateful to spend time together, because I know that there are families who don't have that opportunity. And particularly in this season, I'm thinking of one of my friends, one of my social media friends, Adela. She is based in Texas. I have never met her in person, but we have created a bond and a friendship over Instagram. And I'm praying for her. I'm praying for her this season because she recently buried her 8-month-old baby boy, Nasir. And I cannot imagine what that must be like. But I know that our God is a good God. And I know that even what we can't understand in our humanity here on earth, God has a greater purpose. And I'm just choosing to trust that Nasir's life, even though as short as it was, had purpose. And it's only something that his mom is going to come to discover, you know, and God has used her or is using her or will use her in some mighty way that has yet to reveal itself. But with all that said, I just want to pray for her, because even though, I believe that all things happen for our good, I cannot, as a mom, imagine what it must be like to lose a child, a baby, you know. And so I'm praying for her every single day that God strengthens her mentally, spiritually, physically, that she remain faith-filled, that she doesn't lose hope, that she just concentrates on taking it one day at a time. And so I just ask you, even though you don't know her, you just say a prayer for her. Say a prayer for anyone who is going through a difficult season in their life at this moment, because the holidays make those difficult moments a lot more difficult. But with that being said, I kind of just want to catch you guys up on some of the things that I've been doing, on some of my upcoming events. For those of you who want to get involved, or if you want to participate and be a part of it, on November 30th, I will be on the panel or having a discussion at the Blooming Soul event. I don't even know where it is. I think it's in the Bronx. I might have to reach out to Mighty to find out where I'm going to be going, because I have no idea where it is. But I think it's in the Bronx. I'm not sure if there are any tickets available, because she's been selling these tickets out like hotcakes. I mean, it's an anticipated event, and it's something that I'm honored to be a part of. So if you want to attend, hit up Mighty Bloom, M-A-I-R-I. Period Bloom on Instagram, you know, to see if you can purchase your tickets. Also, on December 14th, I am having my annual end of year celebration event. At that event, we're also honoring four amazing women who have not only gone on to achieve their goals, but they have crushed, smashed, hit the ball out the park, you know, with their goals this year. And I am going to be acknowledging them with the Fierce Woman of the Year Award. It's something that I've done annually since we started the organization. And normally I have a separate event for that. It's like an award ceremony, you know, what is the freaking word I'm looking for? Anyway, it's very unique. It's very special. But this year I didn't have the opportunity to do that because I've just been so busy and so overwhelmed with many other things. So I am combining it into one event. I'm also having our annual holiday toy drive. So for those of you who will be attending the end of year celebration, I am asking if you could donate one unwrapped toy. And we were going to be taking our donations, our collections, and donating them to a local hospital, to the pediatrics unit, for all of the children who are going to be hospitalized this holiday season and won't be able to, you know, pretty much participate in Christmas as we know it. So I'm really encouraging you guys to find it in your hearts to donate. If you can't make it to the event to drop it off, we're also taking donations online at www.2019endofyear.eventbrite.com. You can make a monetary donation there, and then I will be purchasing the gifts. The last thing I want to mention is the Vision Board event, 2020 Vision Board event, happening January 4th at Spiritually Sparkled. We are almost halfway sold out. 50% of the tickets have already been sold, and we are only in November. So I am encouraging you, if you want to attend the Vision Board workshop, don't wait too long. I anticipate that once I have the end of year celebration and everybody in the room starts to hear the testimonies of how these women accomplished all of these goals, they're going to be motivated to buy these tickets. Hopefully there will still be some left. But if not, don't know what to tell you guys. The event sells out every single year. It sells out because it works. So if you are prepared to do the work and put some action behind your vision and put intention behind the things that you want to manifest, then this is the workshop for you. It's not a party. If you're looking to kind of come with your girlfriends, sip on mimosas, glue some pictures on a board, and call it a day, this is not the workshop for you. I am very passionate about this work that I do, and I want to make sure that the people that attend this workshop are ready to do the work necessary to manifest vision, okay? Because vision doesn't just happen because you glue some pictures on a board and you hang it up on a wall and you look at it every day. What I will tell you is that if you don't have a plan, if you don't understand the why behind your vision, if you don't know what you have to do every single day to get there, if you're not prepared for the challenges that might arise, like all of that stuff. These are things that we go through very methodically in the workshop. You even get homework, you get pre-work before you attend the workshop, just so I can make sure that you are focused. We're working. So if you're ready to work and you're really serious about it, go ahead and buy the ticket. You can find it on Eventbrite. It's, what is the link? www.2020sparkthevision.eventbrite.com. In any case, if that's not the link, just head over to my IG page. You can find the direct link there. But with that said, those are the... that's the updates for what I'm doing the next couple of months. If you are new here, thank you for joining the Nancy Ruffin Show listeners. I am grateful that you have decided to lend your ears for the next 30 minutes or so. What I do here is just share real life experiences of what it takes to grow personally, professionally, spiritually. Any area of your life where you are looking to evolve, I touch upon and I talk about it because all of it requires a certain amount of work. And oftentimes people think that we can change just because we say we want to change. But the truth is, unless you're intentional with the stuff that you're saying and the things that you want to do, none of that is ever going to come into fruition. So on this episode, I actually want to talk about preparing for the miracle and what that means and what having faith means and how we're putting intention behind the things that we're asking for. It's not enough to just pray about things, right? You have to be able to put in some real work. And so when we come back, I'm going to get into that conversation. So sit tight and don't go anywhere. Be right back.
My name is Avery Ruffin, and you're listening to The Nancy Ruffin Show.
Friends, God won't move where you won't. God will not do miracles where you're unwilling to budge. If you're unwilling to budge in your career, you're only going to do this, and this is what I want to do, then stop asking God to open the doors, because you're too committed to your little vision for what you have. If you're wanting God to do a miracle in your marriage, wanting God to do a miracle in your relationship, but you're unwilling to budge, and you say, well, they have to change, and they have to come say they're sorry, and they have to make a change. Well, guess what? Stop asking God to do a miracle, because if you're unwilling to budge, God's going to be unwilling to budge. If you won't move, God won't move.
That was my pastor, Taylor Wilkinson, this week's service at church. And I wanted to share that with you all because it is right in line with what I wanted to talk about today, which is preparing for the miracle. And the many times that we ask God for things, yet we have done nothing to prepare for the thing that we are asking God to bless us with. And I cannot tell you the many times that I have encounters with individuals who tell me that they want to change, who tell me that they're sick of their jobs, who tell me this and that, and it's just excuse after excuse and complaint after complaint. And then when I ask them, what are you doing? What have you done? And they come a blank. And so this week, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the idea behind what it means to create miracles, the idea of having faith, but how having faith without action is pointless. You cannot have faith and not put any motion behind it. And this is what my pastor was talking about this weekend, and his title of the service was actually Impossible Faith, and how faith really is the cornerstone for miracles, for prayer, for all of the things that we ask God to bless us with, right? If we don't have faith, then none of it is possible. And what I want to talk about is the idea of putting action behind it, believing that it's going to happen before it actually happens, and the work that you have to put in to get the miracle to manifest. You know, and what are you doing in your life? I have so many women who complain about their current position, and whether it's their current position in a relationship, a current position at work, in their career, the current position in anything. And my question is, there is something that you have to learn or experience where you are right now before you can move on to this next phase, before God starts blessing you with the miracle that you're praying for. Because preparation happens in the present. Because if you cannot make the most out of where you are right now, then how can God bless you with more, with the miracle that you're asking for? You have to be able to cultivate what you currently have. How are you growing what you currently have? You have to be able to be faithful with little before he can bless you with much. There's preparation that needs to happen in the present that you're overlooking because you want to get to that next step. But the thing is that if you're not prepared for that next step, when you get there, you're going to fail. So how are you preparing in this season, in this present moment, for the miracle that you are asking God for? When I was on my motherhood journey, and when I was asking and praying on my knees and crying and just at my lowest, and I was asking God to bless me, I was doing so many things in preparation for the blessing. And when I say that, I was working on myself internally. I was going to therapy. I knew that before I could be a mother and raise a child in the way that the child needed to be raised and loved, I had to love myself. I had to heal myself from the trauma that I had been carrying with me from my childhood, things that I had experienced as a kid in the dynamics of my household and my relationship with my parents. I needed to fix those and heal those things so that when I had my own children, I wouldn't be repeating the cycle. While I was doing that and while I was praying, you know, I was building my relationship with God, but I was also preparing my body to carry this child. So physically, I had stopped partying. I had stopped going out. I had stopped drinking. I started eating healthier. I created a vision board, my very first vision board, and I shared it a while ago on my Instagram stories. I created a vision board that only had pictures of babies and pregnant women on them. I bought pregnancy books. I was charting my pregnancy, you know, as if I were already pregnant. What should I be experiencing, you know, in the first month, the second month, all of these. I was convinced myself that the prayer was, that the miracle was on its way. So I was acting as if it had already happened, and it was just a matter of time before reality caught up with my vision. When I was going to school, and you know, I wanted to, like, I had always knew that I wanted to have higher education and have a master's degree. And there were times when I tell you that I wanted to quit and I wanted to just, like, give up. And there were times when I thought it wasn't going to be possible. I remember one time, you know, I was in school and I was taking this class, and I wasn't able to pay for my tuition. At that point, my dad was paying for school for me. We had got into a huge argument. He kicked me out of the house. He refused to pay my school bills. And I was faced with the decision, you know, I had no choice. I had to withdraw from my classes so that I wouldn't get a failing mark in the class. But when I tell you that God is always working on our behalf, even when we don't see it, and I was praying for for something to happen. I was praying for some kind of check, for a loan, and it didn't come at that moment. But what happened was that my teacher refused at that moment to sign my withdrawal slip, which would have allowed me to withdraw from the class without any penalty and without it affecting my GPA. And because he refused to sign the withdrawal slip, I just stayed in the class. And I remember this, and this is one thing that I will always be grateful to this professor for, was that he told me, you don't give up, especially not for financial reasons. He says, you come to school, you attend your classes, and you wait till the school kicks you out, but you don't give up. And I stuck it through and I stayed in the class. And then my father and I ended up reconciling, and I didn't have to withdraw from the class. It didn't affect my GPA, but I was doing things all throughout my life that were preparation for the things that I was asking God to bless me with. And I don't know at what phase of your own journey you're in right now. You might be going through a difficult season where it seems like you have no idea how you're going to survive this day, let alone how you're going to make it tomorrow, right? But I will tell you that if you have faith where you cannot see the outcome, right? Because that's what faith is. Faith is believing even though you can't see it. If you have faith that what you're going through is just preparation for the miracle that God has planned for you, it is going to manifest and it will come to you when you least expect it, and you will be grateful for it. But you have to believe before the breakthrough. You have to believe in the middle of the breakdown. You have to believe before it happens. You have to, even if you can't see it, even if you can't understand it, even if you don't know how, even if it seems impossible, right? With God, anything is possible. Anything is possible. And I want you to think about times in your life, maybe in the past, something that some moment in your life where you felt like you weren't gonna get through that and you weren't gonna get past it, but somehow through the grace of God, you did, right? That is what a miracle is. And we all have gone through those moments. Maybe it's been the loss of a loved one, of someone that you've loved more than anything. And at the moment, at the time that it was happening, maybe you thought you were going to break down and you were going to die and you didn't know how you were going to survive and live another day. But you know what? Look at yourself now. Look at yourself today, right? You made it through. You survived. You're thriving. So whenever you doubt yourself, whenever you start to doubt God, I encourage you to just think back on the many times that God has already shown up in your life and all the miracles that he has already blessed you with. You have to trust God. You know, I think about, I don't know if you've ever had that exercise, that the trust fall. And it's supposed to show you how much you trust a person, right? Where you stand in front of them and you, with your eyes closed, you're supposed to fall back because you're expecting for them to catch you before you fall, right? And that requires a high level of trust because you're trusting that they're going to catch you before you fall, right? And so that's what God is. God is that person standing behind you that is going to catch you before you fall. And you have to believe that and you have to trust in that. Because I will tell you, it doesn't matter how much you pray. Prayer without faith does not work. You have to believe. And you have to believe in something bigger than yourself. You have to believe in something bigger than people, than humanity. Because the truth is, humanity, we're not trustworthy, right? Sometimes we can't even trust ourselves. Shoot, I can't even tell you how many times I said, I'm going to get healthy, I'm going to eat healthy, and I'm not going to drink soda, and I'm not going to eat this, and I'm not going to eat that, or, you know, sweets. And then the first chance I see a nice, delicious butter loaf and some mince pound cake, I cannot trust myself to not eat it, right? So we cannot put our trust in humanity, but you have to put your trust in God because God will never fail you. And this is true in any area of your life, whether it's in your relationships, whether it's in your friendships, whether it's in your career, anything. You put your trust in God. You have faith that God is going to make a way for it to happen, and it will. And this is something that I apply in my own life. Half the time when I have visions, when I have dreams, when I have ideas, the majority of the time I have no idea how I'm gonna make it happen. Absolutely none. But you know what? I don't concern myself with the how or any of that. I focus on what the dream is, and then I let God work it out. And I know that it's hard to say that. It's such an arbitrary statement. You let God work it out. But the truth is that you let God work it out. Because even though you may not see it, right? Sometimes out of nowhere, the resources suddenly pop up. You get an email from somebody. You get a phone call from somebody who is in the perfect position to help your dream or your vision, you know, or your idea manifest. And so I never worry about the how or the time. Like, it'll happen when the time is right. And when the time is right, God is going to send the right people, the right resources, everything that I need to make the dream and the vision come true. All I have to do is work towards that. I have to take the first step. The first step is being faithful. The second step is taking that faith and applying action. What are you doing? Right? You want a better job. You want to have additional responsibilities. But what are you doing in your current position to allow for that to happen? You want a better job? What does your resume look like? Have you updated it recently? Have you even looked at it? Are you still using the same resume from 2000? How are you going to expect to get anyone to look at you, to hire you, when you haven't even taken the first step in the own elevation of yourself? You're about to send some shoddy looking resume to somebody and then expect them to be impressed with what? With the fact that you haven't updated it in 20 years? I mean, come on. You have to be responsible for the things that you're asking God to bless you with. And God isn't going to make a move until you make a move. So I want to leave you with that thought today. How are you moving in your own life? How are you preparing for the miracles that you're asking God to bless you with? And if you don't know, and if you can't answer that question, then I challenge you to take some time and think about it. Meditate on it. Figure out what comes to mind. And then after you do that, list action steps. What can you start doing right this second to prepare you for the miracle that you're asking God for? And then you start doing that, and you take it one step at a time, and you take it one day at a time. And before you know it, that blessing that you've been praying for is going to show up in your life. But you have to prepare for the miracle. So with that, mi gente, I wish you an amazing week. I hope and pray that you are blessed abundantly in every area of your life. I pray that you are surrounded by love and joy and peace. And if you are not, I encourage you to eliminate the people, the things, the experiences that are robbing you of those things, and have an amazing Thanksgiving spent with the people you love. Until next time, mi gente, go out there and crush those goals.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show.